Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great time today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. It's another beautiful day. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful. Give God that sacrifice of praise. It's the only sacrifice that He asks for us. If you want some affirmations, you want to get by a mirror. Oh, man, I remember when I originally did this, it was brutal for me. But I believe that I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way where there is no way. And it always brings me comfort when I hear that final affirmation. And it always strengthens me knowing that even no matter what's happening in your life, no matter what situations are going on, like right now we are slammed with work and I get overwhelmed with the amount of stuff we have to do. But no matter what's going on, God will make a way where there is no way. He is full of miracles and spiritual understanding. I was reading this morning in Ephesians. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, in order that He would grant to you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened or made powerful in effect with might or the ability by the Holy Spirit in the within man." He gives you the physical strength. He gives you the emotional strength. And those are two very different things. It's amazing. I love to listen to therapy. I love listening to like therapy sessions. And I have no idea why. It just intrigues me, the approach and the way they communicate. God is going to give you both the strength and the emotional strength. So if you're having a hard time emotionally getting to that next level, God will make a way where there is no way. Pray, ask for it, believe it, affirm it. He is going to take care of each and every situation in your life. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell, or the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith, in order that for the purpose of being rooted and founded in love, ye may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints, or the called ones, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Christ, which passeth experience, in order that ye might be filled or accomplished with all the fullness of love of God. To be fully accomplished is to experientially understand the love that the Christ had for us, the Messiah had for us. We are so free right now. Everyone before us lived through the law, lived through Acts. You are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you get to decide if you want to be connected. You're already going to heaven. You're already past judgment. Now you need to apply the word in order to be in order for that spirit to be magnified in you. If you don't feel like you're walking or setting your course of life with God, pick a verse and apply it in your life and believe on it and stand on it. You'll find that as you do that, you'll start to pick up more verses. We have a great God, and it's very easy to be filled with that spirit. You already have it. It's whether or not it's activated daily. Verse 20, now unto him who is fully able or able to do infinitely beyond abundant, infinitely above anything that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The same power that works in you is the same power that can do infinitely above anything you can ask or think. And we can all think crazy things, man. I mean, I can go wild. But that power is in you. You are spiritual right now. You don't have to earn it after you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. It's over. It's just whether or not you're applying it. Verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. We are an odor of God, of Jesus Christ, excuse me. We are an odor of Jesus Christ to God, a sweet smelling sacrifice, because it's Christ in you through faith. He is established and confirmed in you through believing. All you have to do, like I said, is pick that verse and start to activate it. Believe it. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. God is not a respecter of persons. The acts that you live by does not make you more godly. Connecting to God does. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray to God. You don't pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. Again, I pray that you just kind of make that way for all the things that we need to get done. And I thank you so much for your word and how just of a blessing it is and how I can lean on it and those people that are into it can lean on it. And it's just, I'm just very, very grateful for you and your son. And I thank you for a great day today. I pray just the big prayers concerning the business, our country, the economy, and that you just continually work on those that need worked on. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.